Chris Dowd of Athens Politics Nerd reported last week that the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia dismissed a call to criminally investigate Athens Clark County Manager Blaine Williams' alleged obstruction into an open records request in 2018.
This is the latest chapter in an ongoing saga involving Clark County Auditor Stephanie Maddox, who accused Williams and Mayor Kelly Gertz of discrimination and harassment surrounding Maddox's formal request for information on the local government's 2018 wage study. Earlier this week, my colleague, Martin Matheny, spoke with Chris Dowd of Athens Politics Nerd. Here's their conversation.
First of all, can you kind of set the scene for us? What exactly are the allegations that Stephanie Maddox has made against Kelly Gertz and Blaine Williams?
Well, Stephanie had a press conference, I believe it was a couple months ago, with the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, where she accused Mayor Gertz and ACC manager Blaine Williams of intimidation and discrimination, specifically around an open records request that she filed to get some information on the 2018 wage study that the local government did. So she feels that she was sort of intimidated into dropping that request.
There's also a call for a criminal investigation against manager Blaine Williams. Can you kind of connect those dots a little bit?
Yeah. So that was called for by a UGA researcher and just kind of a concerned citizen. At first, he asked Deborah Gonzalez, the district attorney Deborah Gonzalez, to look into this. But then I believe that she told him that it was a misdemeanor offense, so she doesn't handle misdemeanors. So then he sent it to the Solicitor General of Athens Clark County. His name is C.R. Chisholm. And Chisholm sent it on to the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia, and they looked at it and gave an official response just recently, just this month.
So the Prosecuting Attorney's Council report, which is the one that we've heard about so far, thanks to your reporting, that's geared mostly towards a potential criminal investigation that's not going to happen right now. But there are other allegations that are kind of still outstanding. Is that correct?
Well, there's still the whole issue of discrimination and intimidation. So, yeah, this report is just looking at the issue of whether Manager Williams in particular interfered in her open records request, which would be a misdemeanor. And it was very short and to the point. They just kind of said that, no, this it would be impossible to prove intent. And so it really is not prosecutable. And in any case, the statute of limitations is only 2 years, and that's expired because this happened in 2018. And what's really interesting to me is that C.R. Chisholm, of course, knows the statute of limitations, and he didn't answer it himself. He sent it on to another group to sort of answer that for him. And so I'm kind of curious as to why. Of course, I believe that he said that he sent it on because of his affiliation with the local government and that he might be biased in some way. But if it's just a statute of limitations issue, I don't see why that should have prevented him from answering it himself. So really what the report is kind of getting more into is talking about the EEOC investigation that Stephanie Maddox asked for.
That's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, right?
That's right. And so that hasn't been released publicly yet, but apparently the Prosecuting Attorney's Council got a copy of it, sort of draft copy, I suppose, because it's not completed yet. And so there's some interesting things in that report that they, I believe, sort of leaked out in this report.
So what do we know about the EEOC report based on the Prosecuting Attorney's Council report?
So the council says that the EEOC report found no evidence of sexual or racial animus. That's a quote. But they actually found evidence of a hostile work environment within the city auditor's office created by Ms. Maddox. So I found that to be very interesting. And I think that might explain why some of her employees actually left in recent years. So right now, she's the only employee in that office.
And since this development, have you heard anything either from Auditor Stephanie Maddox or from Manager Williams or Mayor Gertz or anybody involved with the ACC government in response to this?
No, they've been very tight-lipped. They haven't released any official statement about this at all, even though it's been, you know, ongoing for about 3 months in the public eye and for years in private. This has been happening ever since Mayor Gertz took office, he's been dealing with this.
So there is still this outstanding EEOC investigation. We don't know when we're going to see a report on that. So this really isn't over yet, right?
Yeah, not at all. I think there's a lot of information still to come out in that report. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Chris Dowd is the editor of AthensPoliticsNerd.com. Thanks so much for your reporting on this issue.
All right, thank you.